All right, you can be seated. This definitely don't go with where we're at. So I'm just going to fold it up and put it up, okay? And I may just read some scripture and go to the house. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. John chapter number 3. We'll read some scripture from there. I don't think my message I've got here has got a thing to do with what's going on this morning. And so we'll just take a potluck. Amen. And take a few minutes here to read some scripture. Wouldn't want to leave the house of God without at least doing that.
Amen.
And trusting God to help. John chapter number 3. And the Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now, Nicodemus here is a ruler. He is one of the Sanhedrin. He's very well educated in the Jewish religion. He had enough spirituality about him to realize that there was something different about the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think he had a full grasp on who Christ was, for he said that no man, we know you're a man sent from God, but because no man could do these miracles except God be with him. And may I say that he was far more than just a man sent from God.
Amen.
He was God sent to man.
Amen.
Now, if you can get a hold of that, that'll help you. He was not just a man sent from God, but he was God sent to man. What a blessing that is. And Jesus never even questioned him about who he was, about who Jesus was or anything else. He just simply answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And how true that is. Sinners must be born again. They must be redeemed. They must be regenerated. We're not saved by works, but by washing of regeneration and renewing of the mind. Man is never saved by works or baptism or any such thing of his own. He is saved by the grace of God. And he must be born again. Now I want to say to you on the authority of the Bible this morning, except a man is born again by the grace of God, he shall never see the kingdom of God. I was going to preach out of Luke 16 this morning, not on hell. But I was going to preach out of Luke 16. But I'm telling you, if a man, unless he gets born again, his destination, eventually, he'll wind up in hell. It's appointed, Brother Joel said in Sunday school, it's appointed unto a man to die once, but after this, the judgment. Now I'm telling you, if a man dies once, he's going to hell. Amen. But a man can die twice, ladies and gentlemen, and go to heaven. Amen. That's right. You can die to sin and self, and then you can die in the flesh and go to heaven. But Jesus answered him and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus, like all sinners that don't have their eyes open, their understanding enlightened, their heart moved by the grace of God, have no knowledge of the grace of God, he asked this question. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? And he totally misses the mark. He totally misunderstands what Christ is trying to tell him. You know, and it's sad today. There are so many sinners, so many people that just miss the mark and don't understand what Christ is trying to tell them. I'll tell you that I've had that fellow in the hospital that was in the bed with me on my heart ever since I left down there. He lives in Russellville. And Miss Hall and I witnessed to that man several times. I saw tears in his eyes, and I saw a desire in his heart to want to do right. But there was something there that prevented him. There was an old situation where he had been offended about his mother. His pastor had offended him. And he just simply said, I cannot get over that. Well, I'm going to tell you what. And he'll never get over that until God opens his understanding. Till God opens his eyes to the new birth. You must be born again. That is exactly right. Old things have got to pass away and all things have got to be made new. You've got to be turned from a natural person into a spiritual person. And that's what we are. We're regenerated. We are spiritual people. And we serve a spiritual Lord. And by the way, we are going to a spiritual heaven. Amen. That's right. We're going to a place where the spirits, get this now, of just men are made perfect. Buddy, I'm not perfect yet, but I'm a spiritual man, and I'm headed for a place where this man that has been justified by the grace of God will someday be made perfect by that same grace and working of the Holy Ghost within me. Amen. That's right. That's what Paul said in the book of Hebrews. We're going to a place where just men, the spirits of just men, are made perfect. Hallelujah to God. We ought to rejoice about that. We used to talk about these testimonies this morning. We ought to rejoice over that and rejoice what God has done for us. For there was a time when our spirit was dead in trespasses and sin. We were without God and without hope. We were far away from God, but thank God the blood has drawn us nigh unto Him. And by His grace, He birthed us into the family of God. He lifted us out of the misery and the muck of sin and birthed us into the family of God. Having washed us in His own precious blood. What a God we serve. That's why you were weeping about it this morning. That's why you were rejoicing. That's why you were testifying. You remember how it was when it was, but you remember how it is now that it is. Amen. Thank God what God's done for us. Woo! Hallelujah to God. That makes me happy. I want to know what God done for this old sinner boy. Amen. Just an old drunk on his way to hell, but God had mercy on my soul and rescued me from the power of sin and Satan. Amen. Birthed me into His family. Thank God. And He regened me. When I was born, I had the genes of my father. Still have. Remember a man named Dollard Keeling used to run a little supermarket back home. I walked in there one day as a little boy, and Mr. Keeling looked at me and said, "Son," he said, "as long as you're alive, Truman Hall will never die." That's because I looked like my daddy. Walked like him, acted like him, talked like him, looked like him. Everything about him. You know why I did? I had his genes. I had his genes. But thank God that I've been regened. And I now have the genes of my heavenly Father. Amen. Oh, yes, having been born again from above, Christ has given me eternal, everlasting life, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. I am His child, thank God, and forever I will be. Amen. He said He'd never leave me and never forsake me, and He won't. I don't care what kind of trouble we're in, what heartaches we're having, what circumstances we're under. If we'll look to Christ, I'll guarantee you, Christ will deliver us and bring us through whatever the limbo of life that we may be in. He told old Nicodemus, said, "Nicodemus, you just need your eyes open. You need to be born again." And when Nicodemus said that about entering his mother's womb, Jesus answered, said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, there's two faiths of beliefs on that. Hey, some people believe that that word there, being born of the water, is referring to the Word of God. And then, of course, the Spirit of Christ. There's others that believe that that water, I wouldn't believe this for a minute, is referring to baptism. That bunch of water dogs need to get right with God. Amen. They talk about being baptized. Amen. That's right. "Men and brethren, what must I do?" Well, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized. Now, shall be saved. Oh, and they're heavy on that being baptized. I'm going to tell you what. They forget about that believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what gets the job done. Amen. Why He told them to be baptized was, it's identify them with Christ whom they crucified. Amen. Amen. It wasn't easy in that day to do, but I'm going to tell you that. But I'm going to tell you what I think. And some believe that that water is talking about being the natural birth. the water in the mother's womb. And it could very well be because the Lord here, and Nicodemus rather, went to the natural birth. And the Lord may have been telling him, you've got to be born once, but you've got to be born twice. But I would rather believe that he's talking about being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you something. You get a hold of this. If you're saved today, if you're regenerated, born again, that Word abideth in you. And that Word that is forever settled in heaven is also forever settled in your heart. Praise God, and the devil or no man can rob you of it. You know why? You're sealed by the Holy Ghost into the day of redemption. That ought to make a dead Presbyterian get happy, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. To know that Christ put His Spirit within us and then sealed us there into the day of redemption. Bless His wonderful name. Wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah to God. That does make me happy. I think I'll drown about half of you this morning. See if I can't wake you up. I ain't doubt somebody in a long time. Amen. Who wants wet today, buddy? I've done it before. Miss Hall saying he'll do it again. Praise God, I will. That's right. But Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born of water and spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God. He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And having been born once, we are born of flesh. No question about it. But Christ Himself said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But I'm going to tell you, that which is born of spirit is spirit. And I want you to get a hold of this. Now get a hold of this. When Christ come out of that grave and ascended back, when he was in the tomb, He ascended back to heaven sometime in there and placed His blood upon the mercy seat. But when He appeared to those disciples, He had no blood in those veins. Amen. Oh no. Somebody said, yes, He did. No, He didn't. No, He didn't. That blood had been offered upon the altar in heaven. I'm telling you, the Bible said flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. A man has got to be made a spiritual man. Now, I don't know how all that's going to happen, but I know one of these days, this old body that is still dead in trespasses and sins, even the Spirit of God that dwelleth in us will quicken our mortal body. And our spirit's already saved and sealed. This body is sealed, but it's not all the way saved. One day it will be, hallelujah, and it'll be made perfect. And flesh and blood won't go to heaven, but a new spiritual man will, that's been made spiritual by the grace of Almighty God. That is right. Amen. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Don't marvel about that. Don't marvel too much about that. He said, and here's the reason why. He said, for the wind bloweth where it listeth. That is where it wants to. And said, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit of God. Yeah. Now I've heard the sound, I've heard the wind many times, but I've never seen it. And so is every one that is born of the Spirit of God. I know somebody, them people said they saw God. Don't believe that bunch of money grabbers. They've not seen God. The Bible says no man see God at any time and live. They've not seen God. Now I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to tell you something else. I've never seen the wind. The wind can blow as hard as it wants to blow, and you cannot see the wind. Neither can you grasp the wind in your fist. But that Bible said that we serve a God that one day has the power, if He wants, to reach out and grasp the wind in His own grip, in His hand. I'm going to tell you something. I've never seen it, but I've heard it. And I've seen the results of it. I've seen wind blow and blow down trees. Didn't ever see the wind, but I saw the results of it. Now, I've seen the Holy Ghost. clouds blow through a few times. I couldn't see him and I couldn't hear it. But I'm telling you, I knew that he had been there by what was left behind. Amen. That is right. And that wind bloweth where it wants to. The Holy Ghost will blow where he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and as long as he wants. That is why Ezekiel cried, "Come, O breath! Come, O breath of God!" That ought to be our cry today. God help us. We act like we don't want revival and God can't send revival. But I'm telling you, what we need is a breath of God upon us. Breathe upon these dry bones, O God, that they might live. Now I'll tell you, when Ezekiel prophesied to the wind blew. And those bones stood up. Hallelujah. Bone come to bone, flesh to flesh, and they stood up. God revived that heap of bones, which is Israel. Now I'm telling you, God can revive us today as well. Nicodemus answered him again there in verse 9. And said unto him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?" We'd be amazed at men all over our country standing in pulpits this morning. And they know absolutely nothing about the new birth. They're natural men trying to preach to a natural people that have never been regenerated by the power of God. You said, "Oh, Brother Hall, you don't think many's going to heaven." No, I don't. I surely don't. There's too many of them out there that you can talk to and you know they don't understand that new birth. And even preachers that don't understand it. God have mercy on us. Amen. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. I have told you of earthly things, and you believe not. How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" You know what he's telling him? He's telling him about what happens on earth. In a nutshell, what Christ is telling him there, "I have come into the world to save sinners. I am God sent to man, that I might reconcile man unto myself on the cross of Calvary." You see, man was separated from God through sin and had to be reconciled. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't man that reconciled himself. It was God that reconciled him. You know what I was going to preach on this morning? I was going to preach on offenses. Out of Luke 16. You read that there and the Bible will plainly tell you that the man that has been offended, it is his responsibility to go to the offender. Amen. And try to reconcile things. Can you get a hold of that? If you can get a hold of that, you can get a hold of this. God was offended and we had offended him. We were the offenders. But he that had been offended, he that had been offended came to the offender by the grace of God and reconciled us unto himself through the death on the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. That's exactly right. He said, "I've told you earthly things. My death, and your reconciliation, your new birth. If you don't understand that, how are you going to understand if I tell you things that's going on in heaven? I ain't never seen or not heard what's going on up there. But there's some things going on." Somebody said, "How do you know they're going on?" Because he said, "I go to prepare a place for you."
Yep.
Now I'm going to tell you something. He's not talking about them mansions. Somebody said, "Surely he is." Well, then why did he say, "In my Father's house are," present tense, "many mansions"? Then he said, "And I go to prepare a place for you." Woo! That bride's got, I better watch out what I'm saying here. That bride's got a little special place up there, I think. Amen. He's up there right now, go preparing it. Now I'm going to tell you, when it's already done, praise God, he's coming back. And you know what I think that place is? I believe it's the New Jerusalem. Coming down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. And Sunday's coming today when this bride of Christ is going in that place. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And by the way, Brother Joel, that's what the psalmist was referring to when he talked about the sun not going to set a light on you and the moon not going to light on you. There'll be no sun there. There'll be no moon there. There'll be no light there. You know why? Because the Father and the Son will be the light thereof. And there'll be no temple because Christ will be the temple of it. Now you're talking about worship. We're going to worship in Him. That makes me want to run a foot race. I don't know all that means, but we're going to worship in Christ. Amen. That's right. Now, He said, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. And then He said, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, can you get a hold of that? He used eternal life in verse 15. He used everlasting life in verse 16. Can I say this to you? Eternal life. Eternal life, God's eternal. It has no beginning and it has no ending. Everlasting life has a beginning but no ending. Come on in the house, boys and girls. In other words, in verse 15, He's revealing us the mind of God. It didn't shock God the day you got saved if some of you will ever get a hold of that. That it did not take God by surprise when you got saved. But I'm going to tell you what it did do. It awakened you, transformed you, and from that day on you realized that God had come and saved you by His marvelous grace. Now, I'm not saying you were saved forever. I didn't say that. I said we're looking at the mind of God. Nothing ever took Him by surprise. Harold Sutton, you say it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God. He knows where you're at right now. You know where all are. He knows what dilemma we're in. Aren't you glad that you got a God that nothing passes through His mind without Him knowing it? Nothing happens on earth without His eyes seeing it. Nothing takes place without Him understanding it. And I've got news for you. Nothing goes on without His approval of it. For all things were and are created for His good pleasure. Amen. Y'all can like that or not, but don't make a bit of difference to me. Amen. And He said, for God loved the world and gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent His Son, into the world For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Amen. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. Water dogs. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. But he that believeth not waiting to go to the white throne judgment. He that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed on the only begotten Son of God. Amen. He's condemned already. And this is condemnation, that light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. That tells you why sinners won't come to God. They're afraid that God's going to see their sins. They ain't got enough sense to realize He already does. He already does. But they're like Adam. They won't try to hide it. Adam, where are you at? I'm over here behind this tree. Well, what are you doing over there? Well, I'm naked. Well, who told you were naked? Have you eaten of that fruit that I told you not to eat up? What are you covering yourself up with? Fig leaves. Fig leaves don't cover the whole thing. But the blood! Woo! But the blood covers it all. I'm glad we sang that song, "The Blood Covers It All." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the blood does cover it all. I don't need nothing else. Thank be unto God. The Son of God came into the world and shed His blood, and it covers all of our sin. Yes, you better believe it. That love covers all sin, and it was love that shed His blood on Calvary. It does cover all sin. Amen. Hallelujah. I took 2 pills this morning, by the way. I feel pretty good. Said, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, Amen. That they are wrought in God." Now let me ask you a question. Are you born again this morning? Amen. Have you been to the cross and been regenerated, been regened? Have you got the genes of your Heavenly Father? Now I'm not talking about His royal blood flowing through your veins. They announce His blood in your veins. That song we play sometimes, "That with royal blood that flows through my veins," ain't ounce His blood in your veins. We've got polluted blood.
Amen.
Walk up on somebody who's been dead a while and you'll understand that their blood is polluted. You do realize that the whole time He was in the grave, His flesh saw no corruption. You know why? That blood is the life of the flesh. That's what it says in chapter 17 of the book of Leviticus. "And I've given it to you," He said, "for an atonement for your souls upon the altar." And that's referring to Christ, but that's Leviticus 17:6 or something like that. I had to learn that verse in Bible college. "The life of the flesh is in the blood. Now I've given it to you for upon the altar for an atonement for your soul." I'm glad that He did. It's in the blood, and it covers it all. Don't you ever let some sorry egg-sucking apostate try to convince you that there's something other than the blood of Christ that cleanses your sin. I'm telling you, I don't mean to be unkind, but they that add any kind of works to their salvation, I don't care what kind it is, baptism, good works, joining the church, I don't care what it is, they have trampled under their feet the hallowed blood of the Son of God and made it of none effect to them.
Amen.
That's right. Now, how about you this morning as we stand together? Are you regenerated? Are you born again? You know Christ? I trust you do.